Last week we celebrated the great mystery of the Trinity. Today we celebrate another mystery in the body and blood of Christ. And a tremendous mystery it is. And remember, mystery in the eyes of the church is such that the more we come to understand it, the more we realize there is to understand. This mystery of body and blood should elevate the spirit of every Catholic, even just in the thinking about it. You've heard me many times speak from this pulpit about the body and blood of Jesus and the real presence of God therein. And I would jump at any and every opportunity to speak about and share this mystery anywhere and any time, because there is nothing that animates or excites me more in life than this. So today, in hope of going deeper into this mystery, I want to tell you three quick stories. One about a deadly knife fight, one about breastfeeding, and one about a miracle. First story. While I was serving in the merchants during a particularly long voyage on a very slow ship, two men in the crew took a great disliking to each other. And this situation festered between them to the point when one afternoon they pulled knives and began to fight. There were no witnesses to the actual fight, but the second mate and I came upon one of the seamen crumpled on his knees and leaning against the bulkhead. We got to him just as he breathed his last breath, and we watched him die. He had been stabbed in the heart, and his blood ran in a stream some 50 feet across the deck into the scupper and then dropped over the side into the water. At that moment, there were two distinctive thoughts that struck me. First, I wondered if he had been baptized. And the second, more overpowering thought was, what a waste of life. This body, lying in its own blood, was moments before a living, breathing man, some mother's son. Maybe a father's pride and joy. Perhaps a husband and a father. Certainly a working member of the ship's crew. And suddenly, with a very bad decision, his body and blood lay wasted on the deck of a ship. His precious life given pointlessly in a fit of anger. Now, please, look at the crucifix for a moment while I continue to speak. Please focus on that. See in your mind's eye not a clean wooden statue, but the body of a man hanging there. He has been tortured so brutally that much of his blood lay on the ground all along the road that he walked to get where he is. The rest of his blood ran out of his wounds and dripped to the ground, staining the gritty soil red. If we allow ourselves to enter into this, the scene is grisly. But if we enter into it, we see a lot more. We see that this was as well a mother's son, a father's pride and joy. But this man did not lose his life in a fit of anger at another person. He gave his life by his own choosing in an act of love for all people. This body, covered in its own blood, stabbed in the heart, was not a waste. It was a gift, a priceless and precious gift beyond measure. And we must never, ever forget this or take it for granted. Because with his last breath, the last breath in his body, he begged God his Father to forgive us. Second story. The other night I was teaching a class And there was a nice couple there with a newborn, a week old, cute little baby. I love little babies. In the course of things, Mom went to feed the baby, and she pulled out one of those nursing blankets and draped it over herself to preserve her modesty. Now, it's been a long time since my kids were that age, but I remember the whole blanket thing. And that night, I noticed a simple but interesting thing. The blanket that she used had at the top of it a little collar of sorts that snugged around her neck and held it in place so it wouldn't slip. A simple thing, yes? But it was brilliant as well, because I remember those days with my wife. And the thought struck me that here was something so natural and timeless and wonderful through the ages, nursing a child, and yet somebody looked at it with a fresh eye and had a new thought about it. I thought, that's great. Because here's this mom nursing her baby that night. She's doing a very godly thing. Feeding her helpless little one and keeping it strong and satisfied so that it could one day stand on its own feet and do something in the world. Think for a moment about the incredible offering of love as a mother nourishes her child with her own body. She offers herself up willingly and unceasingly so that the child may grow in life. It's not too hard to see godliness in that. You know, God has offered up His body and blood to nourish and feed us at this table, that we may grow in life strong and go into the world and do something. The man we saw hanging on the cross in an act of love now comes to us in a new body of bread and wine so that we can physically eat and drink that which will nourish our souls and our bodies in one of the most natural and necessary acts that we can do as human beings, to eat. And he is so clear about it. His instructions are so simple. Take and eat and drink, that you may have life in you. For this is my body and blood. So when we come to communion today, come in the clear and simple understanding that we are being nursed by a God who gives us His body for our nourishment. Third story, the miracle. The 1906 tsunami on the Pacific coast caused enormous destruction in many areas. A priest named Father Bernardino, who at the time was in Panama City, Panama, gave the following testimony regarding this terrible cataclysm. Suddenly, he said, an enormous wave crashed into the port, reaching all the way into the market area and smashing everything and washing it away. Boats which had been drawn up on the shore were picked up and hurled long distances, causing heavy damages. That day, January 31st, 1906, on the tiny island of Tumaco, which is off the coast of Colombia, about 10 o'clock in the morning, the earth shook violently for 10 minutes. All the inhabitants of the village ran to the church and begged the pastor, Father Gerard, and his associate to lead a procession with the Blessed Sacrament. The sea was rising and had already engulfed part of the beach, and a huge wall of water was building up in one gigantic wave headed toward them. Frightened, Father Gerard consumed all the small hosts in the tabernacle and set the large host aside. And he turned to the people and he called out, "Let's go, my children. Let us all go toward the beach, and may God have mercy on us." Comforted by the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, they began their march, weeping and crying out to God. Scarcely had Father Gerard reached the beach with the monstrance in his hand when he advanced courageously to the water's edge. And just as this huge wave came crashing in, He raised the host calmly, made the sign of the cross. It was a moment of tremendous solemnity. The wave came a little closer, but before they realized what was happening, the mighty wall of water that had threatened to wipe the village of Temaco off the face of the earth had suddenly halted and begun to recede. And the sea quickly returned to its normal level. The inhabitants of Temaco were overcome with joy at having been saved from death by Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. They gave prayers of fervent thanks all around. News of the miracle of Temaco spread throughout the world. The body and blood of Jesus Christ on the cross in sacrifice. The body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist as food. The body and blood of Jesus Christ protecting those who believe and give themselves over to Him. Our God is an awesome God. Ladies and gentlemen, let us never, ever take this mystery for granted.